Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks today on a subject which is so common to most of us. It's restlessness. Restlessness weakens us. It unnerves us to do our work. Do you find yourself doing a piece of work that has to be done, but with a restless mind, wishing you were somewhere else, wishing you had something else to do? I think it's very common with all of us. Carelessness is likely to result if we're restless. It disquiets the mind. It creates confusion. And helplessness is the result. There was a great woman who did monologues. And she has a story where the mother is talking to the little children, and she's telling the little boy, "Now go and get Daddy's driver, and just keep your mind on that one thing. Don't do anything else until you've taken the driver to Daddy." A driver, I think, has got something to do with golf clubs. Don't ask me what a driver is. But the mother understood that the little boy was very restless and was likely to be sidetracked if he didn't keep his mind on that one thing. And I think my mother probably said exactly the same thing to us many times. "Now just go and do it. Keep your mind on that one thing and don't do anything else. And then come back and tell me that you've finished the job." Ecclesiastes is a book written by a very restless man, fed up with life. Everything had become meaningless. In chapter 2, he says, "So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after wind." There may be someone listening to me today who's in an office right this minute. You have permission to listen to the radio, and so here you are listening to words that you may identify with. "The work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This, too, is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a man may do his work with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then he must leave all he owns to someone who has not worked for it. This, too, is meaningless and a great misfortune. What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days, his work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This, too, is meaningless." It's a very accurate description of the man of the world, or of the Christian who is still full of worldly ambitions. Wealth didn't bring him peace and rest. Restlessness makes us cynical. It disturbs our faith. We lose our hold on God and eternal things. Our work lacks power because we are not at rest. In Psalm 37, the psalmist says, "Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away." Now he says, "Do not fret." Then he goes on to tell us how we can quit fretting. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. Three times in this psalm, the author says, do not fret. Do not fret. Do not fret. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. And be still before Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways. What a temptation it is for us to fret and get very jealous of somebody else who perhaps has succeeded where we have failed. Rest is a divine gift. But it's also a lesson that you and I must learn. How many days go by when you are not upset by something? Can you think back over just yesterday? Did somebody upset you? Did your own failure in a piece of work upset you? Were you disgusted with the boss? Did you wish that your children would be more obedient? And you children who are listening to me now, and I know that many children listen to this program, some of you are being homeschooled, and perhaps you didn't do a job faithfully yesterday because you were restless. You wanted to go somewhere or do something. Well, as I said, it's a lesson that we all have to learn. And there are probably very few days that go by in our lives when we're not upset by something or somebody. Each occasion, we should learn to see as God's lesson. He reminds us that He is perfectly in control, and all will be well, and all manner of thing will be well, as St. Teresa wrote. Can you accept this moment? Can you trust Him and be still before Him? Can you rest when you find yourself in a traffic jam? There might be a truck driver who's listening to me now who's in a traffic jam. And he's thinking, don't tell me she's talking about traffic jams. Does she know anything about what it's like to be hauling stuff like this on a highway like this? No, of course I don't know what it's like to be hauling it, but I've been in traffic jams. Can you begin to see it as God's appointment? Just sit there quietly. Remember, there's nothing you can do about it. God knows all about that very important appointment. Thou knowest not what is good for thee, someone has said, but God doth know. Let Him thy strong reliance be, and rest thee so. I'll read that again. Thou knowest not what is good for thee, but God doth know. Let Him thy strong reliance be, and rest thee so. There's always time to do the will of God. Do you believe that? I'll say it again. There is always time to do the will of God. It is never an excuse that I didn't have time if it was something that God wanted me to do. There are many things that we may have planned which can't be accomplished. The great thing is to make our planning subject to God's perfect plan, because His will can always be done. I do believe that. And I have to take myself by the scruff of the neck at times and say, sit yourself down there at the typewriter or the computer, or get yourself down there to the kitchen sink, whatever the job may be, and help me, Lord, to do this thing which seems to interfere with something else which I thought was more important. The Lord will guide you continually, moment by moment. He keeps us. He teaches us. His love surrounds us. Do you know what God's will is for you today? Well, certainly, every one of us has duties. The carrying out of those duties will indicate how gratefully and peacefully and calmly we have obeyed Him. What is His will for you today? Are you a student? The will of God for you is to study. Are you a businessman? The will of God for you is to conduct your business in an honest way. Are you a school teacher? The will of God for you is to exemplify the life of Jesus Christ, even if you're not allowed to open your mouth about being a Christian. those children will see a difference in you. Have you asked him what his will for you is today? Have you laid your agenda at his feet and asked him to correct it? Are you worried about it? The Bible says, do not worry about anything whatever. Do you sometimes wonder if God's really practical? Not worry about this thing? It's something I've got to worry about, or else I'm not going to get it done at all. Well, but if you look back to what you were worried about last Wednesday afternoon, did the worrying do any good? You know it didn't. Worrying is not only forbidden, but it is useless, and it is a colossal waste of time. Is there something you dread? Have you deliberately chosen to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him? Right now, someone I love is in the midst of a divorce. I can imagine that it is next to impossible for her to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him as she hears that the man has gone to court. God has permitted this, and he's simply saying, I want you to trust me in this moment, this present moment. And he will carry you through step by step. This is the road to peace. This is the gateway to joy for you and for me.
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.